הגמרא מספרת על אביי רב ברבין ורב חנינא ברבין שאבו מחליפי סעודתיו להדדי. מה זאת אומרת היו מחליפים סעודתם? אז רש"י אומר לנו שכל שנה אחד היה אוכל אצל השני. שנה אחת אביי ברבין אכל אצל רב חנינא ברבין, was his guest for סעודת פורים, ושנה אחת רב חנינא ברבין אכל אצל אביי ברבין. So the switching, היה להם תורנות. כל שנה אחד אכל אצל מישהו אחר. אוקיי? So, הסיפור הזה, עם כל הכבוד, לא צריך ממש לעניין אותנו. In all the respect to the Gemara, you know? לכאורה, אין בזה שום חידוש בסיפור הזה. לא מספר פה שום הלכה מעניינת. באמת, לכאורה, הסיפור הזה מיותר לחלוטין, כי לכאורה הוא לא בא להגיד שום דבר. Just telling us the ארגון הארוחות, the dining organization, you know, all the organized their meal, who's supposed to care about this? למה הגמרא הייתה צריכה להזכיר את זה? אז באמת הר"ן מבין במקום שיש חידוש גדול בסיפור הזה. מה החידוש בסיפור הזה? החידוש בסיפור הזה שאפשר לצאת לידי חובת מצוות משלוח מנות בזה שאתה מזמין מישהו לסעודת פורים, או לפחות אתה נותן למישהו סעודת פורים שלך. למשל, שני האחים האלה, רב חנינא ואביי ברבין, שניהם היו עניים מאוד, לא היה להם כסף, אז איך הם פתרו את הבעיה של משלוח מנות? They make agreement. And their agreement היה שכל אחד ישלח לשני סעודת פורים. ואז הם בעצם צריכים להכין רק סעודת פורים. הם לא צריכים להכין גם משלוח מנות. למה? כי I'm making meal, giving to you, you making meal, giving to me. So I don't need to make also meal and משלוח מנות. ואני יכול להיות בטוח שאני אקיים מצוות משלוח מנות ויהיה לי מה לאכול לסעודת פורים. אז בעצם החידוש של הסיפור פה זה שאפשר לעשות את שניהם ביחד. אני יכול לתת לך את הסעודת פורים שלי ולהסכים שאתה תחזיר לי חזרה and it's still considered משלוח מנות because I may think that if we agree already שאני נותן לך ואתה מחזיר לי, it's like basically nothing. Why it's like basically nothing? אני נתתי לך וידעתי שאתה תחזיר לי, so there is no real giving and taking, you know? There is no real giving because I know already that you are going to return to me. So הייתי חושב, הייתי חושב שאם אני מסכם איתך, I have agreement with you that I'm going to give you משלוח מנות but you return to me back, זה לא נקרא משלוח מנות. הייתי חושב שזה לא נקרא משלוח מנות כי יש להם precondition שאני אתן לך ואתה תחזיר לי. הייתי חושב שזה לא נקרא משלוח מנות. The sugya come to teach us הלכה במשלוח מנות שאפילו אם אני נותן לך ואני סיכמתי איתך, I have agreement with you that you return to me, it's considered משלוח מנות. אז לפי הר"ן אני מבין מצוין מה הסוגיה באה לספר לנו בסיפור הזה. היא באה לספר לנו הלכה בהלכות משלוח מנות, שאפשר לעשות הסכם שאני אתן לך ואתה תחזיר לי. So far so good? Excellent. אבל לפי רש"י הסוגיה הזאת מוזרה מאוד. יש פה סיפור מי אכל אצל מי בפורים, with no message, no הלכה, no חידוש, לכאורה סיפור מיותר לגמרי, שזה לא ברור למה הגמרא הייתה צריכה לספר לנו את זה. You know, he was invited to whom to serve Purim, who care? ברור? אלא אם נגיד, שהחידוש של הסיפור הזה בא להגיד לנו, there is basically two options, how to explain the חידוש going to us. Option number one, about to look at the חידוש של אנשי שם. The חידוש של אנשי שם אומר שיש כאן חידוש לא בהלכות משלוח מנות בכלל, אלא חידוש בהלכות סעודת פורים. מה החידוש בהלכות סעודת פורים שיש פה? שלכתחילה יש עניין לעשות סעודת פורים ברוב עם. To invite guests to סעודת פורים. Okay? Because the original miracle of Purim was about the אחדות that עם ישראל get unity together, להתאחד ביחד, אז יש עניין לסעודת פורים not to eat by yourself, just by your family, to invite guests. וזה מה שהגמרא באה לחדש לנו לפי החידוש של אנשי שם. לפי החידוש של אנשי שם, הסוגיה באה לחדש לנו חידוש בהלכות סעודת פורים, שלסעודת פורים יש עניין להזמין אורחים. I feel much better that I invite you for Purim without the חידוש של אנשי שם. Maybe I will not. But, that's הלכה. It's good to invite guests for סעודת פורים. ברור? זה החידוש של אנשי שם. זה מה שלדעת החידוש של אנשי שם באה הסוגיה לחדש לפי רש"י. אבל הבית יוסף מציע פירוש אחר. אומר הבית יוסף, אולי מה שהסוגיה באה לחדש לנו זה שאם אתה לא אוכל סעודת פורים בבית, אתה לא צריך לשלוח משלוח מנות,
כי מה הגמרא אומרת? ששני האחים האלה, פעם אחת אחד היה אוכל אצל השני סעודת פורים, ואחת היה זה אוכל אצל זה. הגמרא לא אומרת מה הם עשו משלוח מנות. The context in the sugya is sugya about mishloach manot. So probably the Gemara come to teach us that they didn't send mishloach manot. So listen carefully. If they didn't send mishloach manot, they wanted to host in the Sudat Purim, Mishi is mean in Sudat Purim, it's obvious how it was Mikai Mishloach Manot. How it was Mikai Mishloach Manot? But given Sudat Purim, it's the best Mishloach Manot. You're giving a piece of chicken or meat and soup and rice, and that's a great Mishloach Manot. So the one that did the Sudat Purim in that meal, how did he fulfill Mishloach Manot, Mitzvot Mishloach Manot? By giving the meal. The meal himself, it's a great Mishloach Manot. There is no issue to send chicken for Sudat, for Mishloach Manot. It's not that you're just allowed to send chocolate and fruit. Okay? You're allowed also to send chicken and rice. So it's great Mishloach Manot. Aval, ma'im ze she'itareach, the guest that comes to Sudat Purim. How he feel fulfill the mitzvah mishloach manot? Ulai ze gufa ma sheba sugya lechadesh lanu. Ulai sugya ba lechadesh lanu she'ata lo chayav lishloach mishloach manot im ata lo oseh Sudat Purim ba'bayit shelcha. And that's anachal ma'isim ma sheposek ha'magen Avraham. Kotev ha'magen Avraham la'alacha she'itachen she'mi she'lo oseh Sudat Purim ba'bayit shelo lo chayav b'mishloach manot. So basically, there is three opinions how to explain the chiddush of the sugya. Opinion number one is the Ran, שאומר שהחידוש של הסוגיה, שyou can do mishloach manot by agreement that someone returned to you. There's the same one returned to you. לפי החידוש של אנשי שם, החידוש הוא בכלל וחידוש בהלכות סעודת פורים, שיש מצווה להזמין אורחים לסעודת פורים. ולפי רש"י, as the מגן אברהם offered, the חידוש בסוגיה זה שמי שלא מכין סעודת פורים, לא צריך לשלוח משלוח מנות. And the question is why? מה הסברה? מה הקשר? למה אם אני לא מכין סעודת פורים, אני לא אצטרך לשלוח משלוח מנות? Obviously the Ran disagree with this, and a lot of other poskim disagree with this. It's a חידוש of the מגן אברהם. Not everyone agree with this חידוש. ברור? That's question number one. Matani, I gave the shiur in Hebrew for you, so you don't need to read. You can use it. Same Hebrew. Okay? ברור רבותיי? זה שאלה מספר אחת. מה הסברה של המגן אברהם? שמי שלא מכין סעודת פורים לא צריך לשלוח משלוח מנות, כמו שהוא לומד מרש"י בסוגיה, מה הסברה לזה, והרבה כמובן חולקים על זה. Okay. Question number one, remember. Question number two. הסוגיה האמת היא, קצת קודם, מביאה סיפור על רבי יהודה הנשיא, ששלח לרבי יושעיה, and now the story get complicated. אם קוראים את הגמרא כמו שהיא, הסיפור הוא ככה. רבי יהודה הנשיא שלח לרבי יושעיה אטמא דאיגלא תלתא וגברא חמרא. זאת אומרת, הוא שלח לו בשר, which piece of meat exactly I don't care. אוקיי? Okay? אם הסתכלתם ברש"י, יש כל מיני הסברים מה בדיוק הוא שלח לו. אוקיי? Okay? ויין. יין ובשר, great משלוח מנות, by the way. יין ובשר הוא שלח לו. אוקיי? Okay? ואז הגמרא אומרת ככה, שלח לי, קיימת בנו רבינו ומשלוח מנות איש לרעהו ומתנות לאביונים. זה הגרסה בדפוסים של הגמרא שלנו. קיימת בנו רבינו ומשלוח מנות איש לרעהו ומתנות לאביונים. מה כתוב לפי פשט הגמרא שלנו, איך שנתפסת הגמרא שלנו? ש... this guy, what's his name? רב הושעיה שלח חזרה לרבי יהודה הנשיא. במה ששלחת לנו יין ובשר, קיימת שתי מצוות. It's like to kill two birds with one stone. Okay? שתי מצוות בבת אחת. איזה שתי מצוות? משלוח מנות ומתנות לאביונים. I guess רב הושעיה was a poor person according to this story. ורבי יהודה הנשיא, בזה שהוא שלח שאתה שפנסי משלוח מנות לרב הושעיה, not just candies, chocolate bars, who knows what, he sent him a real meat, piece of meat, good piece of meat, and real bunch of wine, good wine, he was מקיים שתי מצוות together. Catch two birds with one stone. משלוח מנות ומתנות לאביונים. זה מה שפשט הסוגיה as you read this text in our mouth. But Rashi already didn't like it. לפחות כך מבין, אביל נגור מן רשי. Nachum, dis, not Nachum, excuse me, Shmuel disagree with the Vilna Gaon, but you know, it's a big threat on Vilna Gaon, Shmuel, but that's what Vilna Gaon explained in Rashi. I'm agree with you, by the way, Shmuel, it's not obvious that that's what Rashi said. אבל בכל אופן, אבין לגאון מבין ברשי, שרשי לא גרש את המילים ומתנות לאביונים. רק את המילים קיימת בנו רבינו משלוח מנות איש לרעהו. תזכרו לכם איזה אידיאה. Why? Why רשי so insists and the other מפרשים here? The Hagaot Habach insists to erase the word מתנות לאביונים? למה? למה הם משאירים רק קיימת בנו רבינו משלוח מנות איש לרעהו? Now you need to listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. It's easy, but you need to think. מה הבעיה? למה לא לקיים את הגרסה שלנו? קיימת בנו רבינו, הוא משלוח מנות איש לרעהו, מתנות לאביונים. Why not to say, as the Gemara said, that he did, he catch two birds with one stone? Why not? The answer is, because who said that you're allowed to catch two birds with one stone? Yeah. It's mean, איך אפשר שאדם יקיים פעם אחת שתי מצוות? It's look like אין עושים מצוות חבילות חבילות. You know what it means, אין עושים מצוות חבילות חבילות? You're not doing the mitzvah together, everything together in the same action. It's not respect to the mitzvah. You need to do separately each mitzvah by himself. It don't make sense. What?
Isn't that what the story could come and prove?
Can't you?
That's what it's coming and proving, though. That you're able to do both at
once. No, I want to say that Rashi learned that it's impossible to do both. איך יכול להיות שאדם יעשה בבת אחת שתי המצוות? ולכן אני חושב שרשי או הבח והגרא לא אוהבים את הגרסה של הטקסט שלנו, של הדפוסים, של הגמרא, איך שזה נתפס אצלנו. כי לפי הגרסה של הגמרא שלנו, you can do together. If you have a neighbor that is really poor, you can send him a nice משלוח מנות, and by this משלוח מנות, catch two mitzvot together. Which two mitzvot? משלוח מנות למתנות לאביונים. And רשי and the Vilna Gaon disagree with this. It's impossible to do two mitzvot together. Okay? לכן רשי וערבין לגון מוכרים את המילים מתנות לאביונים. למה הם מוכרים את המילים מתנות לאביונים? כי אידו ידעו משלח מנות, ידעו מתנות לאביונים. Not able to do both. כולם הבינו? Let me ask you a question. So if I have a neighbor, לא. Good question. Good question. Remind me, I will discuss it in a bit. In a bit. לא היום, אז מחר. Now I want to ask you a question like this, okay? But as you know, matanot levanim not need to be money, it could be food. And that's the case of the talk here, that you want to give food as matanot levanim. מה לדעתכם יהיה הדין במצב הבא? Listen carefully, I want to listen to your intelligent, knowledge, learned answer. Okay? תשמעו לשאלה הבאה. בוא נאמר שיש לי שכן שהוא גם כן אני. Okay? He's my loved neighbor, but he's also a poor person. So I really want to do both. I want to do mishlach manot and matanot levanim with my neighbor. So I learned already by Rashi and the Vilna Gaon that I'm not allowed to do it together in the same delivery, yes? האם אני יכול לעשות ככה? בשעה 10 בבוקר לשלוח את הבן שלי with first basket of food as mishlach manot. And then at 11 o'clock to send my other son with another basket of food as matanot levanim. Or the opposite, you can choose.
Same person,
my neighbor. He's also poor. What can I do? He's my neighbor. I love him. I want to send mishloach manot, but I also want to give him mishloach matanot levanim because he's a poor person. I learned already by Rashi and the Vilna Gaon that I'm not allowed to do it together. I'm not allowed to send in the same basket the matanot levanim, mishloach manot, everything by food. I'm not talking about the Daniel question. But I send him also cash. Okay? But if I send twice, one time I send my son with a basket of food as mishloach manot or / matanot levanim, and the second time I send him again to the same neighbor with different basket, same basket, doesn't matter, food as matanot levanim / mishloach manot. You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. What do you think? You're allowed to do it or not?
You're allowed to. Yes.
Who said yes? Who said no? Bad answer. Who said yes? The She'iltot. Who said no? The Ritva. Let me show you. Okay, the Ritva and the She'iltot is a different Girsa and the Sugya. Okay? Each one is a different Sugya and the Girsa and the Sugya. And listen carefully to each Girsa, and I will show you that they argue basically about what you just asked. Echa Ritva Gores Basugya. So you have the Ma'al Mekorot, you can look at the Ma'al Mekorot that I gave you. Ritva Gores Kafa. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, second line in the Riva, can you see it? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Shadar Lein, Rabbi Shai, Atma, the Igla, Tivita, Begab, Chal, Garas, Rashi, excuse me, I'm not in the right place. Abel Bikule Nuschei. Kolam Ruin, Abel Bikule Nuschei, third line. Ubatka Mevid, Girsat Rashi, okay? אבל בכולו נוסחי גרסינן, כולם רואים זה? קיימת בנו רבינו מתנות לאביונים. And then I skip in one line to the middle of the next line. עד הרשלח לי, כלומר רבי יהודה נשיא גופי, הגלתי את המטלת הגר בחיין, שלח לקיימת בנו רבינו משלוח מנות איש לרעהו. So let me read you the Gemara as it's written by the Ritva, the גרסת הריטווה, and explain the Gemara. According to the Girsat HaRitva, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi sent something, I don't know what, to his neighbor Rav Hoshaya. And his neighbor told him, Shalach talanu Rabbeinu matanot le'evyonim.
First.
Hadar shalach le'i. And then Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi sent him again, wine and meat. And then he told him, Shalach talanu, kiam tabanu, mishloach manot ish le'rehu. So what we can see first in the Girsat HaRitva? That we're talking about Shnei Mishlochim, two deliveries. Everyone can see it? First time he sent him something that he didn't specify is what? The response was, it's Matanot Levyonim. So he sent him second time, and the response was, Mishloach Manot. But how the Ritva explained the Gemara? The Ritva explained the Gemara like this, listen carefully. He first time sent him something. I guess it was a few chocolate bars, maybe candies, who knows, toffee, and a few bamba. Okay? And then, after sending this poor, not nice Mishloach Manot, Rav Hoshaya told Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, what do you think, I'm a poor person, did you send me leftovers? If you want to send me Mishloach Manot, send me a nice Mishloach Manot, not such a disgusting leftovers that you have nothing to do with. And when he told him, according to the Ritva, Kiyamta ba'anu Rabbeinu matanot le'evyonim, the first time he basically sarcastic told him, what do you think? I'm a poor person that you send me just garbage that you don't have anything to do with? Then Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi get the message that Rabbi Yeshaya make fun of him and he send him a nice Mishloach Manot with a nice piece of meat and nice bottle of wine. And then Rabbi Yeshaya's response was, that's considered Mishloach Manot. Now you're Mekai Mishloach Manot. So as the Ritva explained to Sylvia, what was the story here? Maybe Rav Hoshaya wasn't poor even. Rav Hoshaya basically teach Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi that you're not able to be Mekai Mishloach Manot with such a terrible manot. You need to give manot that fitting and appropriate to the person that you send it. Can you see it? What was the story? We're not talking about Matanot Levyonim, it's just sarcasm in our Sugya. There is no real Matanot Levyonim story in our Sugya. Rav Hoshaya gave the Mishloach Manot first, look at the Mishloach Manot and say, that's what you sent me? That's ridiculous. It looks like matanot le'evyonim. And then Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi get the message and send him appropriate manot. So Ma Ritva Sama Sugya. He had the girsa that we're talking about two deliveries, but he still insists to say that we're not talking about two mitzvot. Nachon? Because we're not talking about matanot le'evyonim in our sugya. What the Ritva basically insists? That you're not able to do two mitzvot in the same person, even by two deliveries. So you get the sugya, that the sugya talking about two deliveries, and the sugya mentioned matanot levyonim and mishloach manot, the pshat supposed to be what? You do two mitzvot with two deliveries, and the Ritva insists that we're not talking about seriously matanot levyonim, just sarcasm. Why? Because I'm pretty sure that the Ritva opinion is that you're never able to do the two mitzvot, mishloach manot and matanot levyonim, by the same one person. If you want to do Mishloach Manot and Matanot Levyonim, you need to find two neighbors. One that you send Mishloach Manot, and one that you send Mishloach Matanot Levyonim. But you're not able to do it with the same person, even if you send it twice. Everyone understand why I said by the Ritva? Because the Ritva gorech shehayu po shnei mishlochim, two deliveries, and he still insists that you're not able to do Matanot Levyonim and Mishloach Manot, and he all explained all the Gemara as a sarcasm, and a cynical, yes? Just not to say that there is two mitzvot here. Why? Because if you understand that they were not able to do two mitzvot to the same person, matanot levyonim mishloach manot, even if you do two deliveries. Baruch Rabotai? Tistakhu akshav bagirsa shel ha-sheiltot. The last line in the Shildot. Rabbi Yehuda shadar li Rabbi Yoshaya. Everyone can see it? Rabbi Yehuda shadar li Rabbi Yoshaya atma de igla tulta vegarba de chamra shalach li kiyamta baranu rabbeinu ומשלוח מנות איש לרעהו. עדר שלח לאגתולתא וטלתא גרבי דחמרא, שלח לקיימת בנו רבינו מתנות לאביונים. I insist that that's גרסא by the שאילתות, prove that you can do the two mitzvot by two deliveries. How do I know? How do I know that the שאילתות didn't explain it as a sarcasm? You know what it means, sarcasm? That's an English word or not?
Yes.
Sarcastic, yes? How do I know that the Ritva didn't explain, the Shilta didn't explain like the Ritva? That we're talking about sarcastic when he said Matanot Levioni. Why? Because look, what's the Shilta Girsa is different than the Ritva Girsa. In what? Excellent, Amit! The first one is Mishloach Manot. If it was first one Matanot Levioni, I can say it was sarcasm. That's what you said me? It looked like Matanot Levioni. But the first thing in the Shilta that he told him, he did Mishloach Manot. So you're not able to say that it's sarcastic, yes? So then he's saying, Matanot Levinim. What you can see from the Shilta Girsa, that he was able to do the two mitzvot by two shiluchim, two deliveries. So I'm pretty sure that there is machloket between the Ritva and the Shilta about this question exactly. Everyone agree that I'm not able to do this two mitzvot together in one delivery. That I have no problem. But they're arguing, if I have the same number, neighbor, that is poor, and my friend also, and I want to do the same, the two mitzvot, Mishloach Manot and Matanot Levinim, by the same person, can I do it by two deliveries or not? According to the Ritva, there is no way to do it. You need to take one person for Mishloach Manot, and other two people for Matanot Levinim. According to the Shiltot, you can do it as long as it's two deliveries. Baruch Abotai? And obviously, I want to understand what's Sfarat HaMachloket. Baruch? So till now we have two questions. One question, what's the svara of the Magen Avraham that if you not have a meal for Sudat Purim, you don't need to send Mishloach Manot. You save double, you know. You don't need to do either Sudat Purim and Mishloach Manot. And they argue about the other poskim that disagree with this. And second, Machloket HaRitva VeYishayiltot, if you can do the two mitzvot by the same person, by two deliveries or not. Barul? That's a second question. And obviously we need to understand. Baruch, I want to add another one question. How many manot we need to give to how many people?
2 to 1.
How many matanot levenim we need to give? What? 1 to 2 people. 1 to 2 people. Okay? So basically the question is like this. The question is like this. Lama lo tzarich latet shtei manot l'shnei anashim. Okay? למה לא צריך לתת שני מנות לשני אנשים? הרי הפסוק אומר הוא מתנות לאביונים. ובפסוק שני מתנות לאביונים, מתנות אית לשון רבים, שתיים. אביונים is לשון רבים, שתיים. So time, 2 times 2 is 4. So why you not need to do 2 matanot to 2 people? So the truth is it's not a good question. I tell you why it's not a good question. Because כשאני אומר מתנות לאביונים, as long as they're giving 1 to 2 people, it's also considered מתנות. Because from my perspective, what I gave מתנות. Not just מתנה, because I give 1 to 2 people. So how many gifts I gave? 2. For example, if I decide to give a gift from Singapore to the entire class, we have 13 kids in the class. So did I give 1 gift for each person. This is considered מתנות or מתנה? Of course matanot, because I gave 13. Who cares that each one just get 1? So why the Rishonim asking this question? So if you look at the Ran said, explain like this. Omer Ran, the problem was like this. But we know that Mishloach Manot, we need to give how many manot?
1 to each person?
2 manot to 1 person, yes? So Omer Ran, הייתי חושב שכמו שמשלוח מנות לכל בן אדם שאתה נותן משלוח מנות, you need to give 2 manot, same thing, מתנות לאביונים, I may think that you need to give 2 matanot to the same person. Okay? 2 matanot לבן אדם אחד. And the Ran answered what he answered. Who knows what the Ran answered? Why you don't need to give two matanot l'ani? It's like two, it's the same thing. Okay? But I didn't understand the question. What's the connection? מה פתאום לעשות גזר השווה כזאת? למה להגיד שבגלל שמשלוח מנות אני צריך לתת שתי מנות, אז גם אתה לא תבינים אני צריך לתת שתיים? What's the connection? בגלל שבפסח אני אוכל ארבע כזה איתי מצה, so I need to give four gift? לא, מה הקשר בין זה לזה?
שתי מתנות שעשירו שנתם
ליהודים. איזה מתנות הוא נתן להם?
אבל...
הבנתי מה שאתה מתכוון בבח שם בבח. But with all the respect, what's the connection בין המשלוח מנות למתנות ליוונים? It's not so obvious. Okay, כדי לענות על כל השאלות שיש לנו, so how many questions we have till now? 3. Question number 1 is מחלוקת המגן אברהם and the other פוסקים. What's the logic behind the idea that if you're not making סעודת פורים you don't need to do משלוח מנות? Second question, that מחלוקת הריטב"א והשאילתות, if you can do משלוח מנות and מתנות ליוונים by the same person by two deliveries or not, according to the שאילתות you're allowed to, according to the ריטב"א you're not allowed to, we want to understand the מחלוקת, סברת המחלוקת. And the third question, we didn't understand why according to the Ran there is simple logic that if you do משלוח מנות as two מנות for one person, the logic was that you need to do the same thing in מתנות ליוונים. What's the connection between them? It's look like two separate mitzvot. To be able to answer all these three questions, I want to add another one. And then I'm going to answer. There is an interesting Rema that discussing the next question. And not all the poskim agree with the Rema about this. If I come to you with a nice basket of Mishloach Manot, Mitch opened the door, looked at the Mishloach Manot and said, I'm so appreciated, but no thanks. I don't want it. Why I don't want it? I'm allergic to peanuts and everything based on peanuts. Who knows? Okay? I don't want it. Oh, because I have already full house of candies. I'm not a dentist, and my father is not a dentist, so I don't want the kids to eat more candies. Please take it back. And he refused to take it. Am I mekayem mishloach manot or not?
Yes.
Can I be mekayem mishloach manot by a person that refused to take the manot? So if you look at the Rema, Rema Omer, ma?
Can you take
it again?
No, shamati. Take it, make it.
Make a kinyan? No, he's not making a kinyan. It's a good question, but let's say he's not making kinyan. He don't want to take it. Omer Rema. V'im shorach manot l'reu, v'hu eino rotze l'kablam. O mochelo, yatsa. Omer Rema, you can be mekayim the mitzvah even if you don't want to take it. Okay? Obviously not everyone agree with the Rema, as you can imagine. It's a chidush of the Rema that not everyone necessarily agree. There is basic machloket. So what's the svarta machloket here? So I want to suggest like this. As you know, there is a famous chakira, a famous machloket. What's the idea of mishloach manot? When Mordechai ve'Esther, when Chachamim in Shushan Abira made the takana of mishloach manot, what was the idea? אפשר להסביר את הסברה של mishloach manot by two different ways. Option number one, and that's what the Bach suggests, if you look at the Bach, it's a long Bach, but it's beautiful, explain everything. And the Bach said like this. The major idea of Mishloach Manot is להרבות אהבה ואחווה ורעות. As we know, one of the problems of Purim was ישנו עם אחד מפוזר ומפורד בין העמים. As we know, the מחלוקת that's caused all the tragedy of Purim, you know, that it almost happens. That בני ישראל wasn't together, wasn't unity together. חלק מהעניין של המצוות של פורים זה להרבות אהבה ואחווה. לגרום לאהבה ואחווה בין יהודים. Okay? How can you make it? By the mitzvah, Mishloach Manot. I go into my friend, I show my appreciation to him, I show my love to him, I show that I care about him, I show that I think about him, I give him a nice Mishloach Manot. That's a major idea of Mishloach Manot, according to the Bach. Okay? But according to the Tumat Hadeshen, there's a totally different reason for Mishloach Manot. What's the reason for Mishloach Manot, according to Tumat Hadeshen? Omer Tumat Hadeshen, Ikar Ainyan Shel Mishloach Manot is to give Tzorchei Seuda. What does it mean to give Tzorchei Seuda? What's the idea of Seuda? The idea is like this. And that's the Truma Tradition didn't explain. I want to explain what I think about the idea of Truma Tradition. Because it's really weird. What's the idea to give part of my Seuda to someone else as Mishloach Manot? What's the logic behind this? What's the idea behind this? I think the idea is very simple. Chachamim understood that the tikkun of the chet of Purim is that all the Jews celebrating Purim together and doing the Suda together. Just if you do the Suda together, that's really expressed that we celebrate Purim as one unity, as one family celebrating together. Remember what the Chiddush HaShem said? I mentioned it in the beginning of the class, that one of the main ideas of Suda Purim is to eat with other people. Truma Tashteshen take it a step further. And Truma Tashteshen mevin shemitzvah Suda Purim ze shekulam, Kol Am Yisrael, we are going to eat together. Oh, technical problem. I don't know a big hall that big enough and big catering, even that more catering is not so bad, you know, but capable to make food to so many people. How can we make it? How can we celebrate together, eating together the Suda, you know? I know our standards can fit 8 people to his house, you know, but I'm not sure that he can fit 80, not to talk about 8 million people. So really, how can we do it together? If there is a concept and idea that we celebrate Purim together and eating the Suda together, how can we do it technically? It's obviously impossible to do. Oh, think about Mishloach Manot. What's the idea of Mishloach Manot? I take him part of my meal, give to Jared. Jared take part of his meal, already mixing with my meal, and give to Kalmash. And Kalmash take part of his meal, that mixing with Jared's meal, that mixing with my meal, and give to Ari, etc., etc. What's happening in the end? Everyone is celebrating together. Technically, it looks like everyone eating from the same food. And I think that's the idea of the Truma Tradition. The Truma Tradition didn't just say, give your Surat Purim to someone that have, you know? I can understand, give my Surat Purim as mitzvah tzlacha, you know? If you don't have anything to celebrate with, like in Pesach, I need to take care about Kimcha de Pisra. What's the idea about Kimcha de Pisra? I'm not going to sit and celebrate if my neighbor have no food. But Mishloach Manot not talking about the poor people. Mishloach Manot talking about people that have maybe money more than me and may have more food than me. What's the idea of Mishloach Manot saying to Matan Hashem? That we are eating meal together. Everyone celebrating together. How can we do it? If I give a piece of my meal to you and give to him and he give to him and Chavad Chavra eat, in the end, Kol Yisrael look like they're eating from the same meal together. That's the idea of Mishloach Manot according to Matan Hashem. So everyone understand the difference? According to Bach, the main idea of Mishloach Manot to show appreciation, to show love, to show that I care about you. According to the Truma Tradition, we want to share together this Suda Purim. I give you a lot of nafkamina to this and soon, but let me give you a quick nafkamina. If I send you not cooked meal, I mean, I send you, you know, a lot of Americans love to send oatmeal, the brown oatmeal pack, you know. Does this consider mana for Mishloach Manot or not? It's not ready, you need to put hot water and mix it, yes? Could it consider Mishloach Manot or not? It's machloket. The Magen Avraham suggests that we are allowed to send just something that's ready to eat, edible. But if it's not edible, you need to cook it first. You're not able to send it as Mishloach Manot. Not all the poskim agree with the Magen Avraham, but that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. It's machloket poskim. Why? I think it depends on this question. If the idea of Mishloach Manot to show appreciation, so I know that you're missing the American oatmeal, you know, the brown pack, you know. I know that you get sick. Ben gets sick from the British oatmeal in the box, the yellow box, you know. You're really missing the own style brown oatmeal, you know, with who knows what. What? If you say so. Okay? So I decide to send him for Mishloach Manot. I have from the state a pack of oatmeal. I send it to him, Mishloach Manot. He saw my appreciation, yes? He showed that I care about him. He showed that I know that he gets sick from the British oatmeal, you know? But if the main idea of Mishloach Manot is what? To share my Seuda with someone else, that's not called Seuda. Why? Because it's not ready. It's not edible yet. You need to cook it first. I'm not able to. Even if I send to him a nice piece of frozen meat that's not cooked, that's really expensive, you know? Really nice piece. Straight from Rav Yedida freezer. It's not considered Mishloach Manot to come to the Magen Avraham. Why? Because according to the Magen Avraham, learned like the Truma Tradition that the main idea of Mishloach Manot is what? To share the Seuda. That's not considered Seuda. It's not Seuda yet. You need to cook it first. And obviously that's a machloket. Then we can understand why I come to the Magen Avraham if you're not making Seuda at all. What's the halacha? Do you need to send Mishloach Manot or not? This year I'm not making Seudah at home. I'm going to visit my friend. Do I need to send Mishloach Manot or not? If I say that the main idea of Mishloach Manot is Le'arvot Ahava Ve'Achva Ve'Re'ut, why not? There is no connection to the fact that I'm not making Seudah at home. I still need to show my appreciation, love, friendship with my friend, you know? But if the main idea of Mishloach Manot is what? To share my Seudah with someone. If I have no Seudah, I have nothing to share. I'm not eating by myself, I'm eating by my friend. So my friend needs to share, I don't need to share, I have nothing to share. Baruch Rabotai, and that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, they're like Torah Tradition. That the main idea of Mishloach Manot is to share your Seudah. The other poskim that disagree with the Magen Avraham, it's because they learned that the Seudah, the idea of Mishloach Manot, is like the Bach, to show friendship. My yad in anybody meets him a basket from Mishloach Manot and he refused to take it. Do I miss the kind of Mishloach Manot or not? Again, it's the same achloke. According to the Bach, I still show my friendship, you know. I come with the basket. He don't want to take. Maybe he didn't show the friendship, but at least he can appreciate me, you know. He know that I want to poison him with a peanut that he allergic to. I'm just kidding. Okay? I show my appreciation. But if the main idea of Mishloach Manot is what the Truma Tradition said, to share my meal, I didn't share the meal with him because he didn't took it. So I'm pretty sure that the Rema learned like the Bach, that the main idea of Mishloach Manot is what? Le'arvot Ahava Ve'Achva Ve'Re'ut. And that's the reason why the Rema said that even if he didn't take it, I still show my appreciation. I show my the idea that I care about him. ולכן אני יוצא ידי חובת משלוח מנות אבל לפי תרומת הדשן I'm pretty sure that you're not able to make a משלוח מנות if you didn't take it. Why? Because you're not giving part of your meal to someone else to share. ברור רבותיי? Yes, מתי?
What if the food is not kosher? You give a mishloach manot?
Yes, I think both of them say that you're not making the meat, so I tell you why. It's obviously not sharing the meal.
Right, obviously.
And I don't think it's appreciation to give someone not kosher food to eat. It's look like I want to be machshir otcha, not like you and appreciate you. Yes.
And like you were saying before, the whole point of Shemesh Mishpach Manot was to bring people together. Like I don't think they might get a laugh out of it, but I don't think they're really going to appreciate the gift and bring people together.
I agree. And according to this, you know, there is a main difference between these two opinions. If I say that Mishloach Manot is to show appreciation, okay. So my Ikar HaMitzvah B'Mishloach Manot is about the person that's giving, yes? And not even about the person that's taking it. Because I don't care if you take it or not, as Rema said. The main idea is that I gave. And by giving, I show my appreciation, you know? So the main idea is giving. If I say that the Ikar HaMitzvah Manot is to share the meal, what's the main idea of Mishloach Manot? That you take. Yes, that you take. That you get it. What about Matalot Levenim, what do you think? The main idea is to give, or the main idea that the person to take?
Give.
Matanot Levyonim. What's the idea of Matanot Levyonim? Yeah. That I want to be sure that the poor people have something to celebrate with. Yes? Mm-hmm. Why we have Matanot Levyonim in Purim? Because we want to be sure that there is no Jew that has no meal. Like in Pesach, Kimchat Pesach, yes? I want to be sure that my friend that has no money can afford himself meal also. So obviously the main idea is what? The person to take. What about Matanot Levyonim? If I come into a poor person, offered him a meal, and he didn't want to take, I'm a kind of Matanot Levyonim or not? Of course not. Because the main focus of Matanot Levyonim is that you get the meal, you get the food, you get what you need. The main idea of Mishloach Manot, it depends. According to the Truma Tradition, it's also that you get. Because we want to share the meal together. If you didn't get it, it means nothing. According to the Bach, the main idea is that I decided to give you and show my love and my appreciation and my friendship, etc. Okay? So, can you do the two mitzvot in the same person? According to the Truma Tradition, of course not. You know why? Because there is nothing that divided the two mitzvot. There is nothing that split them. There is nothing that makes the differentiation. Because both of them have the same idea exactly. They do get food for me and you have something to eat. Either because I want to share the meal with you, or because I want you to have food that you not have. And that's exactly the Ritva opinion. The Ritva opinion that you're not able to bring the kind of the two mitzvot together with the same person, because what makes the difference between the mitzvot? Both of them focusing on the idea that this person gets the food. But according to the Bach, As long as you do it in two mishlochim, there is no problem to do the two mitzvot with the same person. You know why? Because the mishloch manot focusing about the noten, the person that give, and the matanot le'evyonim focusing about the person that take. So technically the same two people, but one focusing about the giver, one person that focus, one mitzvah focusing about the person that take. So it's two separate mitzvot, it's two separate direction. So I can do it with the same person, and it's still considered two mitzvot, as long as I do it in shnei mishlochim. And that's a shiutot opinion. But according to this chakira, there is a lot of nafkamino that I can add to the table, you know? Let's ask for example. Oh, by the way, the Ran that make a connection between mitzloach manot and matanot levyonim, that we asked for the connection between them, according to the two tradition, they really close mitzvah. Why? Because both of them talking about the idea that I'm giving you part of my meal to eat. Either because you not have, or because I want to share you my meal. So it's basically similar mitzvah. That's the reason why we do hekesh between them. Let me ask you a few nafkamino, for example. Okay? If your parents decide to send you mishloach manot, and they're going to Bnei Akiva website, Young Israel website, any other website that sending basket from the state to Israel. What does it mean? They send the money before Purim, and they promise you that in Purim they're going to give you the Mishloach Manot. You know what I'm talking about? If not, I'm pretty sure that you're going to see, because a lot of parents love to send this type of Mishloach Manot. Okay? So let's say that they found a good company that they send the money before Purim and they promise to give the Mishloach Manot exactly on the day of Purim. So what was the story here? Your parents send the Mishloach Manot 2 days before Purim and they come to you on Purim. Can they be Mikai Mishloach Manot by this or not? Yes, no, no, yes, maybe. Machloket! Excellent Jewish answer! Why it's a machloket? Because if the main idea of Mishloach Manos is to show the appreciation, okay? We are going by the time of whom? The person that gave. The time that he gave. When he gave it in Yud Bet Adar, 2 days before Purim. So he can't be Mikhail Mishloach Manos by the day that he gave, that was 2 days before. Okay? Because we are going by the giver, the person that gave. If the idea of Mishloach Manos is to share the meal and the Tumat Adeshen, it means that the main idea is when you get it. If you get it as a meal for Purim, it's great. So if you get it on Purim, it doesn't matter when you send it. There is interesting machloket about women and Mishloach Manot. The Rama said, simple pshat, she'isha chayevet b'mishloach manot. Okay? Isha chayevet b'mishloach manot. There is other acholim that say that isha chayevet b'mishloach manot as long as she is not married. But when she is married, she is not obligated to Mishloach Manot. Okay? Yes.
Why?
Why? Okay. Okay, let's separate what you ask. The question why is a great question. Mitzvah says she has malgama, it's a bad question. Why? Because the Gemara already asking this question. Why women is obligated in the entire mitzvah Purim? The Gemara answer, ki afem ayu b'oto anes. They was also in the miracle. So they obligated in Kriyat Megillah, they obligated in everything. What about Mishloach Manot? The Rama said, Nashim chayavot b'mishloach manot. He just asked to be careful to send woman to woman and man to man to avoid problems. If you saw the Rama. But there is a lot of achonim, other achonim that say no. Just single women obligate Mishloach Manot. But married women, not obligate Mishloach Manot. You can think about Svara.
Single women is not a problem?
What?
Would you say single women is not a
Isha nesua lo chayavet Mishloach Manot, yotzet b'mishloach manot shel ba'ala. Isha nesua, as long as her husband sends Mishloach Manot, she don't need to send Mishloach Manot. Isha lo nesua chayevet. Obviously, it's not always like this. Kriyat Megillah. A married woman don't need to listen to Megillah because she can say, my husband listen, that's enough? Of course not. Why Mishloach Manot will be different? Yes, Mitch.
Maybe it's like Hanukkah, she can be yotzei with her husband.
That's great answer, but really bad. Because Hanukkah, it's a different thing. It's similar, it's the same idea, but it's a different thing because Hanukkah relates you to the house. It's mitzvah labayit. But it's still a good idea if you explain it better. Yes.
Maybe it's because it's the family, like Jewish husband.
Why? Yes.
You didn't give an answer before that one can fulfill Mishloach Manot by inviting someone to the Purim Suda. That means that the whole family is involved in Mishloach Manot.
Excellent. Excellent. In mitzvah Mishloach Manot, the mitzvah to share the meal. The meal belongs to whom?
The family.
To the entire family that's eating together, you know? the wife and the husband eat it together. You know, she cooked, he cooked, they're going to eat together. It's their meal. To whom belong the meal? To the husband or to the wife? Both of them, I guess. The entire household, you know, it's like... Also, the siblings could be in the same title, but at least the wife. You're not able to say that the meal belongs to the husband and not to the wife, or to the wife and not to the husband. And because it's their meal, as long as one of them sends the Mishloach Manot, it's going by both of them. Why? Because the Mishloach Manot according to the Rebbe Tradition is to share the meal. They're sharing the same meal. But, Imani Omer Shamitzvah, it's not to share the meal, it's to show love, appreciation, friendship, then there is no significant reason to make difference between married women and not married women. Married women don't need to show appreciation to her friends, at least girlfriends, you know, not men. That could be a little bit not tzanua. As Rama said, of course, why not? She don't need to be friendship with people. Of course, yes. So I think the machloket, if married women, it's really fitting the opinions of each one. The Rama that learned like the Bach, as we said before, that the mitzvah mishloach manot is to show appreciation and friendship. He didn't make any differentiation between married women and not married women. But the other poskim that say that the main idea of mishloach manot is to share the meal of Purim, of the Seudat Purim, then obviously they can make a differentiation between married women, that her meal is the husband meal together, with the husband meal together, or not married woman, that her meal belongs to her and she needs to give mishloach manot. Baruch Rabotai, ממילא הכל תלוי באותה מחלוקת בין תרומת הדשן והבח, והכל פשוט וברור בה מקום בשלום. Questions? No. Okay, excellent.